regularly receiving updated weather information from the Bureau. I asked them to report to me again before Christmas. That latest update means that Boulia and Carpentaria shires now qualify for the assistance program under the guidelines. And Barnaby Joyce and I have decided to use the discretion that's available to us under the program to also declare Quilpie.
And this is a key point. The Quilpie Shire Council has long argued that the criteria is flawed and not appropriate. Despite being officially drought declared since July 2013, a lack of official rain gauges in the region had hampered the council's efforts to prove it qualified for the Drought Communities program.
Quilpie, the rainfall figures do not support the application on the basis of the 1 in 20 year rainfall deficiency, but everyone who visits Quilpie comes back with the same report, that it's at least as bad as the neighbouring shires. It's entirely surrounded by shires that are declared for assistance under the Drought Communities Program, and we felt that it was reasonable in those circumstances to exercise discretion and grant this assistance also to Quilpie.
You could have made that decision months ago. Why has it taken so long?
Well, because we've been anxious for it to qualify in the standard way, as everyone else has. We felt that it was necessary to test the weather figures. Quilpie has provided us with some additional information, but that of itself was not conclusive. But the anecdotal evidence clearly supports the fact that the pasture growth, the state of the shire, is in fact at least as bad as those neighbouring it, and for that reason we felt it was reasonable to include it.
The Mayor of the Quilpie Shire, Stuart McKenzie, is happy to see his region now able to access the $35 million program to build community infrastructure.
Craig, it's a very nice Christmas present, and we just need rain now, and we'll certainly be happy. Yeah, look, I'm just sort of relieved in a way, and a lot of people have put a lot of effort into getting us over the line. In particular, Matt Canavan, the senator that came out to Quilpie, especially and did a report for us, and Lockie Miller, our local state government member, has also been very supportive.
How frustrating has this process been for you?
Yeah, look, it's extremely frustrating because we were told in April that this money was coming, and we had projects actually ready to go in July, and we actually found out at the beginning of July that we weren't eligible. And our first feeling was that, well, you know, it's just a mistake. Obviously, this will send in some rainfall figures and it'll all be fixed up. And 4 months went by and then we got the notification that, no, we're still not eligible. And that's, you know, that was really hard to take. And really, from that point, there was no reason why we ever would be.
Mr. McKenzie says Quilpie should never have missed out in the first place.
There were so many other variables that should have gone into this decision, which I think now have. And when you look at everything, it's an obvious decision that had to be made.
But the Federal Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, defends the criteria with this argument.
Whenever you come up with a program, you've got to have criteria. You've got to have some sort of ring road around it. And you can always bet your life, no matter what you do, at the edges of that ring road, you're going to have people who are just outside the criteria who are upset about it. So you try. The only way to avoid that is not come up with a program at all. I mean, no one's going to complain because there's nothing to complain about.
Barnaby Joyce, when it comes to drought assistance, and 86.11% of Queensland is drought declared, more area than ever before in this state under a drought declaration. At what stage do you reassess whether you need to up that assistance that is currently available overall to farmers and households?
Well, that has to work for the states. I mean, everybody's got a part to play in this. We are literally making available over the next 10 years, billions of dollars in concession loans and money that we're actually giving directly to farmers, and also stimulatory effects such as what we're seeing here with the stimulus effect for that now Quilpie, Carpentaria and Boulia are able to get access to, as well as pest control.
But as we've spoken about before, Mr. Joyce, a lot of that concessional loan money, while allocated, hasn't actually been rolled out.
Well, and a lot of it has. Hundreds of millions of dollars of concessional loan money has now gone out the door. So what we want to do is make sure that people are as best prepared for drought as we can make them. That's why we've got 100% write-off on water reticulation, 100% write-off on fences, write-off over 3 years for fodder storage for your silos. We're making money available to farm household allowance, direct payments of up to around about $1,000 a fortnight for a couple. And then we've also got this direct stimulatory effect for the shires in Queensland and northern New South Wales. But no matter what you do, there'll always be the requirement for more. The state does have a strong role to play in this as well. It's got to also put its shoulder to the wheel. But there's only one thing that's ever going to cure a drought, and that's if it rains. So let's hope and pray that for Christmas we get that cyclone coming in through the Gulf.